Wyoming native and up-and-coming country artist Ian Muncik has released his debut album on Warner Music Nashville. It's called Coyote Cry. The Muncik name is familiar to Wyoming Sounds listeners, as we have enjoyed playing music from Dad Dave and Brother Tris. Great to hear you carrying on the family tradition, and big congrats on the record deal, and welcome to Wyoming Sounds, Ian Muncik.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I've listened to your stations for a long time, and being a Wyomingite, it's an honor to be here right now with you. So great. Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, you are from the Sheridan-Dayton area, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, Tongue River.
All right. What are some of your earliest memories of music in the Muncik family?
Honestly, it goes back to my earliest memories in general. My dad is a fiddle player and a writer. So, you know, probably going back to about, I was probably 4 years old. He had a band called the Powder River Boys, and they played around Wyoming, Colorado, Montana. And my two older brothers and I would always go help him, quote unquote, when we were kids, and be around the stage and help him tear down and probably just really get in the way. But those were just kind of the earliest that I can remember, and just him being in our living room playing music. And then as my brothers grew up, them being in the living room, and then eventually I joined when I was old enough to strum along.
When did you start playing? At what age?
So my dad had us all take piano when we were in kindergarten. So wow. Probably 4 years old. And then that just kind of evolved into guitar, and then any instrument that we could get our hands on after that, you know.
I see, yeah. You mentioned that you played everything from bluegrass to the Beatles. So quite a variety of music.
Yes. My dad is a huge music guy, and man, he loves to play jazz music or classic rock music, even classical music. But you know, country, western music, and cowboy music, and bluegrass was always kind of the staple in our house. Those were the genres that we could always go back to and find the most meaning in according to our lives.
And you have written a lot of these songs on the new album, if not all of them. And how naturally or easy did writing lyrics come?
Writing is it always changes, but the one thing that is constant in writing is that you just have to do it. You know, it's not going to improve your writing unless you write constantly. And, you know, that for me took a long time. And, you know, I would always write my tunes through high school and even earlier. But I think that I got my first one that I knew that I really liked and that other people liked when I was about 18 years old. And that's kind of when I was hooked on it. And, you know, and then just being introduced to the co-writing world in Nashville, you know, then you really have to step up your game because you're in the room with the world's best writers, and just learning from them and improving to my writing game the last few years has been crucial. So it's a ongoing journey.
Your songs are based on your experience growing up and living in Wyoming. You've worked on the family ranch, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. My dad purchased a small ranch on the other side of Sheridan County near Dayton when I was about 5 years old. So we moved there from Bighorn to Wyoming, where he used to work on the Little Goose Ranch, which is a bigger outfit. But then he bought a smaller outfit. And, you know, the good thing about that was he didn't have to hire any help, but he had three boys who,
That's right.
Who would work for free.
Yeah, you got to earn your keep, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're putting the Western in country music. You have a Rocky Mountain Country Music Award for Song of the Year in 2018. Tell us about Horses Are Faster.
Yeah, so that was actually the first one that I told you about that I knew that I liked and that other people would like. And I wrote that when I was still in Wyoming, hadn't moved to Nashville yet. And, you know, I was just on the porch over looking the Bighorns, and we have horses on our ranch, and they just took off across the pasture, and just like that, I just kind of had a riff going in my head, and my dad got home from work, and I was like, hey, Dad, grab your fiddle and come out here and jam with me, and we just kind of jammed on this lick, and then that eventually turned into Horses Are Faster, but it took me about a year to write the lyrics, and, you know, there's only two verses and two choruses, so there's not a lot of lyrics in there, but I think that I can always go back to them and find a new meaning in those lyrics. So I'm definitely proud of that one.
Every now and then I catch a glimpse of where I've been. Calling me back on board, so I close my eyes and dream of you. That's all I need. Trains may come rolling and take me where they may, but if it's your hand I'm holding, I'll make it through the day. Oh, won't you say the same to me? Oh, worry not, my dear. Horses are fast, so I can disappear. Through the foggy glass, I've seen faces from my past. Friends I wish I never lost, and love that could never. Shot a crown, close my eyes and dream of you. That's all I need. Trains may come rolling and take me where they may, but if it's your hand I'm holding, I'll make it through the day. Oh, won't you say the same to me, or worry not, my dear. Horses are faster, so I can disappear.
Horses Are Faster from Ian Munsick on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Ian. That one includes not only guitar, drums, and fiddle, but a little bit of mandolin and banjo, too, kind of the bluegrass instruments like that.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you.
You attended and graduated from Belmont College in Nashville. How was that experience?
It was amazing. Nashville was the first urban area that I've ever lived in. Moved here when I was 19 for college, and you know, I think that I was very lucky to be in a group of people that were kind of all in the same boat and that had a strong community, you know, because there's just a lot of other 18 to 22 year olds there that you're automatically in with. So I was able to meet my drummer there, my wife there, my fiddle player there, my guitar player there. So I owe a lot to Belmont for the community that I'm still a part of. So.
Wow, that's great. I expect you're enjoying springtime in Tennessee. It's a little warmer than Wyoming this time of year.
You know, it is pouring rain right now, and it is humid as all get out. And that's one thing I miss about Wyoming is being able to just breathe when you go outside, because you breathe here and it's
the air is a little thick. Besides your family, who are some of your other musical influences?
The Beatles, I always go back to them. They are kind of my standard, and just I can always kind of cleanse my ears listening to them. And I went through a huge Beatles kick when I was about 18 years old, but I can still always go back and find new inspiration. So they're kind of my number one. But, you know, to the Punch Brothers, in terms of their playing, is just about as good as it gets. Ricky Skaggs, I love 90s hip hop music, oddly enough. And, you know, I'm just kind of all over the place as well, but definitely my goats are the Beatles.
Much of live in-person music concerts and festivals have been on hold during the pandemic, and you are getting ready to tour, sponsored by Southern Recipe Small Batch. How excited are you to get out on the road playing shows?
I am so excited. Oh my goodness. It was 2020 was a long year. It was a great year for me, and I kind of have a hard time admitting that because I know that it was a hard year for a lot of the world. But, you know, we had our child in 2020. I released a lot of music in 2020, but it also allowed me to write a lot of music at home. So now being able to go back out on the road is just great timing to play this new music out and to connect with humans again, because that's what music is all about, is connecting with other people. So I'm so excited. I can't wait to get back out there.
Looks like you open up in Texas on May 6th, and I see Django Walker, Jerry Jeff Walker's son, is he's going to open up the show.
Yes, sir. Yes. Django and my wife are our pals. Django has been mainly out of Austin, but he has a lot of Nashville friends, and obviously Jerry Jeff, Texas legend. So having Django out on the road with us is going to be amazing, and just a great guy, hilarious, awesome writer, and a great guy to be around. So
great. Some of the shows are out west and in our neighborhood, including Deadwood, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, shows in Utah and Idaho. If folks want to see where and when you're playing, it's ianmunsick.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Grady. Yep, nailed it.
There's also very cool video of the stripped version of Long Haul we heard up at the top. You and guitar and fiddler on stage with the mighty Bighorn Mountain backdrop, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. As beautiful as it gets, the Bighorns. Love them. Love them.
Who's playing?
Huge piece of my heart.
Who's playing fiddle with you on that?
So that is a Wyoming guy as well. We actually grew up about 20 minutes away from each other. His name is Winton Grant. And if you guys haven't heard of him, I'm sure that you will. He's played on tons of Hollywood scores, from Mulan to Aladdin to The Lion King. And he actually went to Yale. Great guy. Great guy. Great entrepreneur, but also just an amazing violin player. So it was an honor to have him on those, just because it's just another piece of Wyoming that got to be injected into that, which was amazing. So Winton Grant.
Very cool. There's an interesting opening on this next song. Tell us about Mountain Time.
Yeah, Mountain Time. So that's one that I always feel like times and time zones, there's obviously a lot of them, but the coolest one, just in terms of the name, is Mountain Time, because the other ones are just kind of based on the location of where they're at. But that one, I mean, you have the geography there and the geology there as well. So I always thought that it would be cool to have one like that. And it's an anthem for people who live in that time zone, because I think that Mountain Time and the Rockies are an extremely underrepresented piece of country music. in the mainstream, but people out where we are, man, that's about as country as it gets in every sense of the word, from the lifestyle to the landscape. It is country. So
yeah,
that's just kind of an ode to home.
Well, we'll play it here. And we do want to thank you for your time, Ian, and certainly best of luck with your music and the tour.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Grady, and for spinning music across the great state of Wyoming. I can't wait to hopefully be able to get into the studio and meet you in person.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Ian.
Yes, sir. You too.
By the reins, darling, I'm flying across the plain, and I'm only thinking about one thing. Now I got 400 horses by the reins. I've been missing me some you, darling, I know you miss me too. I left them city lights in my rear view. All I'm on the leaves, the color of the sunset standing over me. Yeah, but your love's a paintbrush in the breeze. Settle up.